Good morning and welcome back to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. Been keeping that first song in my pocket for a while. Dvachka with The Winner Is. I know we all remember that one from the Little Miss Sunshine soundtrack. If this is your first time joining us in the Dawn Patrol, this is a show about early morning music and advice. Yes, I will be giving somebody advice. We have a great question today. If you have a question for me, or if you just want to submit a discussion topic, I am down for whatever. mk@wkze.com. The show is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors Auto Repair and Maintenance, just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at WKZE.com. Before we get down to the question of the day, we will get back to some music. Here's one from Beirut from their album March of the Zapotec and Real People Holland from 2009, No Dice.
Not, About all their parents, and what about all their trade it all for a stairway. Yeah. I take my time for the climb up to the top of it. I trade the fame and the fortune and the legend. I'd give it all away if you give me just one day to ask him one question. I was at Coachella, leaning on your shoulder, watching your husband swing and shine. I'd say it was hella cool to win them over. Critics can be so mean sometimes. He was on his knees and I thought he was breaking them down with his words and his voice divine. Doesn't take a genius to know what you've got going and to not want to lose it because they lost their minds. What about all these children and all their children's children? And why am I even wondering that today? Maybe my contribution could be as small as hoping that words could turn to birds. Send my thoughts your way. I trade it all for a stairway to heaven. I take my time for the climb up to the top of it. I trade the fame and the fortune and the legend. I'd give it all away if you give me just one day to ask him one question. I'd give it all away if he'd give me just one day to ask him one question.
I can keep my head inside. your hands like a puppeteer, and the dreams are true, but we know it, we know that you let the angels sing to the hollow dance.
Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. That was Efterklang from the Netherlands from the 2010 Magic Chairs record. Was going down a little bit of a 2010 rabbit hole. A lot of my favorite music is from the year 2010, and I think that's because I was 20 and 21 in 2010, and I think we all kind of get locked into that era of music discovery, our early 20s. Lana Del Rey before that, Coachella, Woodstock in My Mind from one of my all-time favorite records, Lust for Life 2017. Boy, when that record came out, that was one of those records that was just right where I was living at the moment. Just every song felt like it was speaking directly to me. Always have a special place in my heart for that one. And Beirut at the top with No Dice. It's Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. We've got a listener advice question to get to just after a word from our sponsors.
With COVID and flu cases increasing throughout Ulster County and the Hudson Valley, now is the perfect time to protect your family with safe and effective COVID and flu vaccines. Children can receive these important vaccines starting at age 6 months. And you should also know that there's another serious disease re-emerging throughout the United States, measles. Fortunately, there's also a safe and effective measles vaccine that can protect your family. Talk to your doctor today about ensuring that your family is up to date on all recommended vaccinations. Remember, you have the power to protect yourself, your family, and our community from contagious diseases. Vaccinate. For more information, visit ulstercountyny.gov/health. A message from the Ulster County Department of Health.
An evening with Roger Daltrey of The Who, with his electric acoustic band performing Who hits, Who rarities and gems from his solo career, as well as answering questions about his incredible 60-year career. Special guest KT Tunstall. June 16th, Bethel Woods Center for the Arts. Tickets on sale now at BethelWoodCenter.org or Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you so much.
Dawn Patrol, 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. It's a music and advice show, 6 a.m. every Saturday morning here on KZE. Let's get down to an advice question. This one comes from Musically Inclined. Musically Inclined writes, "Dear MK, I'm a musician in my 20s living in Northwest Connecticut." Hey, that's where I started. I say, I'm a little new to playing music, just started learning guitar about a year ago and have been writing songs, but I'm definitely not experienced or anything, but I really enjoy it, and I think some of my songs are decent. I'd like to meet other musicians to collaborate with, but putting out a Craigslist ad seems weird. How do you become part of the local music scene? Thanks. Love the show, Musically Inclined. Great question. Thank you so much, Musically Inclined, and I will answer it for you after this next set of music, kicking off with one of my favorites from Lobby Sifra.
Thank you. I'm
Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE, wrapping up that set with Bernhoft, Jarle Bernhoft, one of my favorites. You know, I say a lot of things are one of my favorites, but I have a lot of favorites. What can I say? That was Dreamweaver from the record Humanoid from Bernhoft and the Fashion Bruises. Janelle Monae from the Arch Android, that's from 2010. Oh, Maker. Berlioz in there. Berlioz, not sure. Kind of a DJ I'm just sort of getting into. Ted Jasper featured on that track called Deep In It. Lobby Sifra at the top. I got the very famous sample that you might know from the Eminem My Name Is. It's KZE, it's Dawn Patrol, it's MK, and we have somebody asking for my help, and here I am yammering on about the playlist. Musically Inclined from Northwest Connecticut wants to know how to become a part of the local music scene, and the answer is open mics. The answer is always open mics. That is how I started meeting people, meeting musicians, not just meeting musicians, but just meeting some of the people who had become some of my first friends here in the Hudson Valley when I first moved here, but also certainly how I met musical collaborators, or sometimes, you know, you just never know where it'll lead. You go to open mics, you play your songs, you listen to other people play their songs, and you start talking to them, and sometimes you just end up jamming together. You know, you can see if somebody's style seems compatible with yours, and sometimes maybe a guy knows a guy, even if that person is not the right person to collaborate with musically. You never know who you will connect to through open mics, so absolutely go to open mics. I know Northwest Connecticut has a really great music scene, not so much when I was your age living in Northwest Connecticut, but I think now it's a lot more active, and there's a lot more kind of people in their 20s living in that area now. You can also go over to the Berkshires, go over to the Hudson Valley. Don't be afraid to branch out. Egremont Barn is a great spot. I know they have an open mic, and they were telling me in an interview not so long ago about kind of the magic of their open mic and how many people they see make those connections. So open mics are the answer. You mentioned Craigslist ads, which I thought was funny because I totally remember those days reading Craigslist ads and people looking to put together bands. I don't know if it still happens. I really don't know if anybody uses Craigslist for anything besides maybe like buying and selling farm equipment, but yeah, just go to open mics. I'm sorry I don't have like a more involved answer for you, but that is truly the way you get started, and that's also a great way to eventually get gigs as well, because the places that you play can see what you do and get to know you. And eventually, they'll probably throw you on a bill, have you open for somebody. That's, you know, this is just these are how these things go. And the other advice that I can give for somebody wanting to kind of start out in the music world, even if you're not trying to be, you know, a rock star, even if it's just wanting to be involved in the local music scene, which is awesome and a very noble goal, and that's how I like to do it too. Just be cool, and you know, I don't mean you have to like put on any kind of like fake attitude or anything. I just mean be nice, be easy to deal with, easy to work with, you know, be complimentary of people, be gracious in accepting compliments yourself, and that'll get you so far, because you know, nobody wants to recommend somebody who's not nice and not easy to work with. So be cool, be somebody people want to work with, and you'll go far. Back in 90 seconds with more Dawn Patrol music on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
What do Helen Keller, Dylan Thomas, and the Museum of Modern Art have in common? These are just a few of the fascinating subjects of American photographer Rolly McKenna. Hello, I'm Jessica Breyer, curator of photography at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie. I invite you to visit our current exhibition, Making a Life in Photography, Rolly McKenna, to discover the fascinating world of this important yet underrecognized photographer. Featuring more than 100 of McKenna's photographs, including portraits, architectural photography, and documentary work, this is the first ever survey of her career. The Loeb Art Center is open every day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except Monday. We stay open late on Thursday evenings. For more information, visit vassar.edu/THELOEB. That's vassar.edu/theLoeb.
You're listening to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. I'm talking about music, getting into the local music scene today. If you want to send me your advice, questions, or discussion topics, mk@wkze.com is the answer. Thank you to Musically Inclined for sending in today's question. Let's get back to the music. Here's a little classical moment. One of my favorite pieces by Elgar, Salut d'Amour.
Thank you. Thank you. Celebrating musical diversity in the Berkshires to Litchfield Hills and the Mid-Hudson Valley, we are 98.1 and 105.9 in Red Hook, WKZE-FM, Salisbury, Red Hook.